Okay, today's Sunday, and I just actually got back from Phoenix, Tempe, Chandler area. I've been trying to find the brand new G2 phone all day long, and I thought it was only going to take like an hour or so. I thought I was going to be able to, jump during the first quarter of the Cardinals game and then come right back, maybe catch it in the third quarter, but I'm kind of glad that I didn't catch the game because right now it's 41-7 in the fourth with 4 minutes left in the quarter. So glad I missed the Cardinals game. But either way, I went ahead and I thought the G2 phone from Google was going to be available from T-Mobile today, actually through Radio Shack. I guess for those people who are actually trying to get into a new phone service or phone plan or phone, new activations can get that phone for $150. But after haggling with T-Mobile for like a good hour, 2 hours, and driving around town trying to get this phone, at first T-Mobile is going to say, we're going to sell you the phone for $300. And then I called back. Actually, I called Marcus Mang, who actually works over at the station. He used to do some stuff with cell phones, and he told me to call back and just kind of play with the people and play the pity card. And sure enough, I called him back, and I played that pity card, and I was able to get the phone for the price that I wanted. So, and I never had a real problem with T-Mobile anyway, because I know a lot of people have, and I don't know if it's something that's necessarily with service, but I've been with T-Mobile for something like 11, 12 years, and I've never had a problem with any service, maybe the phone, the G1 that I have right now, but I've never had problems with them. So that's why I'm still with them and why I haven't changed over to any other cell phone service like Verizon or Sprint or anything like that. That's why I don't have an iPhone. I hear that AT&T's service is horrible. So, that's pretty much what's going on today. Just watching the end of this Cardinals game. I'm going to wait for the nighttime game, maybe watch that, maybe go to Shotgun Betty's tonight. Possible, it's very possible. My buddy Timmy's birthday was last night, so we might celebrate that tonight. I don't know. We'll see what happens. It all depends on what's going on, who gives the call and who doesn't. But I could just very well stay here at home and just, hey, field goal. It's now, look at that. 10 to a billion points on, Oh, well. But anyway, I hope you guys have a good Sunday. I will talk to you tomorrow night on the air at 7 p.m.